Yuma, Perakei Mishnah Beis. Here the Mishnah adds details to what we discussed before, that by the Bayis Rishon, there was the Ben Abadim, there was the Oren. And by Vaneseno Rabban, by Bayis Sheni, all there was the Evin Shseir. And this that it says in the Mishnah, Ben Shnei HaPeroichios is Taka, going on the Bayis Sheni, because that's when there were two Peroichos in. And at that point, L'chor, the Lashon of the Mishnah should not have been Ben Abadim, but the Mishnah put it in the Lashon of Bayis Rishon, despite the fact that it's clearly talking about Bayis Sheni. Here the Mishnah fills out the details. Mishenital ha'oroin, Evan hoise shom yimois neviim rishonim. There was an Evan that was there, yimois neviim rishonim. Shav is exactly who's yimois neviim rishonim. L'chay ben neviim rishonim normal refers to the days of Eliakoyin, Shmuel Hanovi, and so on. Not later on, the last few days of Yeshaya, of Yirmiya, of the Nevi'im that were misnabi on the Churban Bayis Sheni, on the Churban Bayis Rishon. So L'chayra, in those days, the Aron was there. But there was an Evan over there that was called the Evan Shesio. Shesio means Yisoid. The Lashon of Chazal is Shebo Yosel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olam is Mi Evan Zuhush Tzatz HaOlam. That's the place that they, Lahavdol L'chayra, that they still have the rock. On the Har HaBayis, that rock is the foundation of where the whole Olam was in the sky. And that rock was there, Mimois Nevi'im Rishonim. Gevoya min ha'oretz sholesh etzbois, ve'aleo hoya noisim. That was the Mokim. That was the Mokim. And rather, we're waiting for the Oren to be brought back along with all the other Kalim, but primarily for the Oren, which is the repository of Ashoras Ashkenah. Mishnah Gimel. Notal sadam mimisha hoya memariz boy. He took the dam from the one who was stirring it, which we had in the previous parak. Nichnas l'mokum shenichnas, which means he went to the place where he had gone in. This was the dam of the par. So Memela, he's now doing the avoidas hadam b'fnayu b'fnim. V'omad b'mokum she'omad, the same place where he did the avoidas haktayus that he put down either on the Oroin or on the Evan Shasir, he stands over there. It's called Baloshan Apostle, the Mokum of Ben Abadim, or where the Ben Abadim were. He stood there in the times of the second base of English. This was a Hazor Saddam, which is not part of the regular Seda Avodah Saddam, but you have by Karbonis Pnimiyos, even the Marshal Karbonis that were brought to Shigya Selam, the Karbonis that are mentioned in Parashat Vayikra that were Hukrav Domehem Bifnim, Mizbeach Azov, they were mazah connected the parochas. Here, they were mazah inside the Kodesh Kadosh, and the Kohen Gadol went in, he was mazah this avoda. What's this? Achas Lamala Vesheva Lamata. Loshon of the Pasuk is, V'lokach Minam Apar V'hizah V'etzbeh Apnei HaKapayris. Kedma. Kedma means turn towards the Mizrach. The far wall of the Kodesh Kadosh was the Mairiv. That was the side going away from the Heichel, going away from the Hazorah. Lufnei HaKapayris, Yazer Sheva Pomin Adam Be'etz Boy, it's a Hazor with his finger. Apnei HaKapayris, with Sheva Pomin, is Achas Lamalo V'Sheva Lamata. This is the way Chazal understand. Mishnah adds, V'lehoyim Miskavan L'Hazis Lo'i Lamalo V'Lamata. He didn't aim it at the Lamalo of the Oren, or the Lamata of the Oren. Elikim Matzlif. Matzlev is somebody who is shooting from a slingshot. In a general way, to shoot with strength, you have to aim from the shoulder to put the whole force into the blow. So Mela, it was shot from there. It wasn't directed with the fingers at the mamish, at the corner of the Oren. In a general sense, he did towards the Oren going down. He was moved his arm and he spritzed from there. And it was a little bit more to the Lamala than the ones that were Lamata. It's not an aimed type of thing. So in order that it shouldn't be, that he did once, twice, he gets mixed up with the count. So Mela, the Gzeres Chachom was, and we make a whole avoid out of it when we say it together with the Kohen Gadol. The Kach Oyomoyne Achas. Achas V'Achas. He didn't say Shtayim, because there's one V'Kilu 2 going downward. There was one Kematzlif, was a little bit on an upward arc. He's spritzing downward, but a little bit more higher. And then achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'sholosh, achas v'arba, achas v'chomish, achas v'sheish, achas v'sheva. And he does all of the avodas. There are other ma'asim v'shanim that hold that the kavona, or the, even the saying out, to be zerik in that direction is ma'akiv daraisa. Not stomach zeru because you can get mixed up. They hold something deraisa. They learn out of the puzzle. The mashmos of the puzzle is to count the one with the seven. So mamash has to be counted that way. It can't be counted one, two, three, four. It has to be one and one, one and two, one and three, and so on. That's the avoid over here.